The final Vulcan bomber to be flown by the RAF could be grounded forever because the charity that's restored it has run out of money. £7 million has been spent to make the giant jet airworthy, but the Vulcan to the Sky Trust says they need more. Let's speak to Chief Test Pilot Martin Withers. Hi, Martin.
Hello there.
I remember going to an air show once, which I don't often do, and seeing a Vulcan take off, and it just the whole Earth trembled as it took off. They are fantastic creatures, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And we've been displaying it this last summer, and everybody's absolutely loved seeing it. It's a very impressive sight, and our concern now is that nobody in this country is going to see it again, because it's an old story, I know, but we've running out of money fast as a trust. They're not allowed to go bankrupt, and we've already starting to think about closing down the operation. And if it does close down, then it's unlikely to be ever to be resurrected because it's a very complex business.
Yeah, where is the Vulcan at the moment?
It's parked up for the winter at Bruntingthorpe, just south of Leicester.
Yeah.
But if we have to close down the operation, go into liquidation, all we can foresee is that it'll probably get sold because it's the only asset we've got, as well go over to the States, and that's the last we'll see of it.
Why does it cost so much to keep going?
Well, there are all sorts of costs. It costs an awful lot just to keep it hangered, because at the moment it's in, you know,
it's
private.
It's big, of course.
Isn't it? It's hangered, the engineering costs, it requires an awful lot of maintenance because it is such a large, complex aircraft, and even though it's not doing very much flying, it requires very expensive maintenance, which is costing something like...
Yeah, presumably you have to make pieces almost from scratch sometimes. I mean, there isn't a production line for it, is there?
That's right, and they are made specially for us by the original manufacturers, as far as possible, who do a wonderful job, but they certainly know how to charge.
Yeah, I mean, for the sake of those people who haven't seen it and perhaps even forgotten about it, although I think, it was in the Falklands the last time it was used in anger, wasn't it?
That's right, it's the only time it was used in anger, but it does represent, you know, it's a real British heritage... The only aircraft really flying from the Cold War period, where thanks to the Vulcan and the other V bombers, which at one stage were our main defence.
Was it going to drop nuclear weapons then?
Yes, it was a nuclear bomber.
Was it? So that Vulcan you're flying would have had nuclear weapons on it?
At one point, yes, it will have done.
Gosh, there's
and
a thought.
And it ended its life as a tanker, but only for the last year of its life.
Well, refueling for other planes.
Refueling tanks when the tankers were
away. When I saw it take it, it was so big, it just seemed cumbersome almost to me. And what's it like to actually fly?
Well, it flies beautifully because it was designed to outmaneuver fighters at high level, up at sort of 50,000 feet and above in the early days. And what's so incredible is it came off the Avro production line after the Lancaster. So it's a tremendous feat of engineering. It designed in the late 40s. In production in the early 50s, I say, in those early days, it could outmaneuver just about any fighter in the world.
It was a good maneuver, yeah, because it looks too big to whiz around, but it can, can't it?
It can, because it's got a big wing and very big controls, and because it was designed to go to high level, it has lots of power, it makes a tremendous noise, and... when you display it, you can fly slowly right in front.
These are hard times, Martin, and there'll be people listening, yeah, I know, Martin, you love it, and I can see why, but on the other hand, you know, we don't need it, do we?
We really are trying to preserve something which is, something which demonstrates how great British engineering was, and it's a sign of the times. We've still got a Lancaster and Spitfires flying to represent what we had in the Second World War. We have nothing else really flying to represent the Cold War period. It demonstrates how good we were in our engineering in those days, and it's sort of an idea to inspire people now that to maintain interest in engineering and ensure that Britain maintains this our industry. And it's such a popular thing at air shows, and it's there for the young people to see who've never seen it before. We really don't want to leave the country, and the only people who will enjoy it will be Americans.
Martin Withers, thank you. Chief Test Pilot for the group which flies the Vulcan.